About it right now. So let's just go on to our next speaker from Nerds Domain. This is Matt Quiet.
So, hi guys. Eric sent me a message on Facebook and said, hey, I saw you're going to be a podcaster at this whole midwinter thing. Would you like to be part of our show? And I said, yeah. He said, okay, well, two things. Be respectful. I'm going to check time real quick. And keep it under 5 minutes. Notice why I'm checking time. And I thought, man, be respectful. I mean, our stuff is usually PG-13. I keep it calm. So I'll keep that in mind. Little did I know that the be respectful meant something completely different than what I was thinking. So I'm going to amend my story that I originally had and actually put in words that I would use in normal language and not just on our site. The second thing is, 5 minutes, really? That's it? She'll tell you that I'll talk for an hour. In fact, she said it in our last podcast that we recorded on this stage. So, in 1997, I started my first real job, and those are giant quotes. For years before that, I delivered papers as a poor street urchin. My mother and brother decided that delivering papers every morning at 5:30 in the morning was a great way to start the day, and I wanted to earn money, so I started doing it at the ripe age of 12, because it's not a job, so there's no laws against it. So after all of that, I got a job at Subway, got hired by a guy for more than minimum wage, which was, that's fantastic, and I thought it was a great job. Little did I know that Subway will suck your soul out of your body just like any other fast food place, which is ironic because I work for McDonald's now in the office. It's a totally different thing. But I'd like to apologize to Mr. Eric Moore if he ever hears this. He's my boss, also a former NFL player who makes way too much money owning way too many McDonald's. Mr. Moore, I love you, and I appreciate the job. Thank you. So I started at Subway, and the guy that hired me was Doug Winagel. Doug was a very outgoing man, a very powerful man in personality, but he was also very similar to Matthew McConaughey, that he had enough narcissists to fill this room and probably three others. But he gave me my first player's handbook for 2nd edition D&D. I had been told since I was a wee lad that Dungeons & Dragons was the devil, and if I were to ever play it, I would be the devil, and that was unacceptable in our home. So he gave this to me out of the goodness of his heart, I guess. I'm not quite sure what the thought process was there between a 28-year-old man and a 14-year-old child. But it never went anywhere bad, and we were friends years later, so I guess I came out all right. But I started with that player's handbook, and my eyes were open to this world of Dungeons & Dragons. I had read books before with, you know, your Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman books and stuff like that for years. But this was my first chance to tell the stories or be part of the stories, and that was very important to me. And so I played D&D for years, and that was the start of it. The first game I ever went to, though, and this is actually the story of how our website and podcast came to be, because I am the driving force behind it, slave driving force, if you ask Shirley, but driving force, if you ask anybody like me, mostly just me, I think I'm the driving force. Just you. Jesse I met at our first game. Jesse's a larger man. We were in high school. He's a little odd. He has such hobbies as panning for gold and going to SEA, but not for the fighting. He just wants to do the crafts. He often tells me, I don't know if I can record that night because I got to play WoW with my family. Okay. I once went to his house and sat down on his, what I assume was a chair under all the stuff. And this was when he was in high school. And the chair started cursing at me. And when I got up, there was a Furby that he had taught nothing but cuss words. This is Jesse. Jesse, who I love, and I'm very happy he's part of the podcast because he brings all those aspects in. And so I went to my first game, met Jesse, and that he has been part of my role-playing life since day one. I have a very talented cousin who's an artist who does all of the art for our website, John. He was very much into the same things I was, and so when he would come and stay for the weekend or for the week, we would sneak and look at the book that I hid for years from my mother. Little did I know that I was an idiot child, and she was an adult, and she searched my room for things like drugs and found D&D and went, man, I guess it's not that bad. So Johnny and I, for years, we talked about comic books and role-playing games and all that stuff. And he is very much like me in a lot of ways. So I always had that kindred spirit along with me. He's the second part of our, or well, I guess besides me, he's the second part of our four-part team that started the website. So for years I played D&D, and eventually I got a job at another soul-sucking place, Cummins Engine Corporation, where I worked in the factory doing mindless crap that didn't do real well for my creative mind. I ended up working with a man named Scott McIntosh, who is not friends with me anymore, and we don't speak. But that's the way that LARPing goes, because he took me into a LARP. And I played my first vampire game, which is very sensual. So he took me to my first vampire game, and literally at the end of the night, he turned to me and said, you know, I'd really like you to help me run this game. And I'm like, ooh, LARPing. Wow, there's a lot going on there. This isn't D&D where we sit down each week and no big deal. This is a lot. And then my now friend Scott said, rules are not important. Rules don't matter at all. What matters is telling the story, and you can tell a story. Everybody can tell a story. You'll be fine. So 6 months later, I was running the LARP by myself, doing okay. It was an all right game. And that grew into a very big obsession with LARPing, because unlike Dungeons & Dragons, where I sit at a table and roll some dice and we do some stuff, LARPing became this thing where I could become someone else and explore aspects of myself, explore aspects of where I wanted to go or what I would love to do if I had billions of dollars, because every vampire has way too much money, obviously. And that led to several years of LARPing and then a burnout on LARP, as also happens in LARP. And when I eventually came back, a friend of mine named Jason, he said, hey, dude, come to my game. Hey, dude, come to my game for about 8 months. And finally I said, you know what? Fine. I'll go to the game. And I went for a couple of months, and it went well, and I became powerful in the game, and I took over the city, and I became prince, and so on and so forth. And then this girl shows up. And as I was trying to be polite and happy and nice, I said, hi, how's it going? I assumed she was new. I hadn't seen her for 6 months. I'd been in the game 6 months. Never seen this girl. Well, she comes in. I introduce myself. We talk. But there was something about her that was different. And later that night, it came out that I might have sent a lackey to go destroy a bar to make a point to another character that I was in charge and they were not. Little did I know that that bar actually belonged to this young lady. And that was the night that I met Shirley. And we ended up nose to nose screaming about who owned this fucking city, and you will get the fuck out. And those were not my words. Those were hers. And that passion that I experienced from her led very quickly to a relationship. As of 35 minutes from now will be our 6th anniversary. Which she forgot the date on, and I'm the only one that remembers. So just over 6 years ago, we met each other in this way, and that has driven our relationship. So I took these four people that were very important in my role-playing life, and I built this website around it. Shirley brought me into writing for stuff for another website, and then I went, you know what? There's not enough an organization here. I need a driving force. I'm going to do my own thing. And so for 2.5 years, we've been running a site. We've been podcasting for 2 years. We've done our Nerds Domain stuff. We've had great people like Candace McClure and Max Grodinchik. We've talked to people like Greater Than Games and Cubicle 7, Modifius Games, all these wonderful people. I met one of my favorite I have time. No, I don't. So I met all these great people, all because when I was 14, someone said, I love role-playing. Here's a book. So while Doug and I don't talk anymore, I do think fondly of him because he gave me the insight into this and the first step into this. And if it weren't for that, and if it weren't for role-playing games, I wouldn't be here today. I never would have come to Milwaukee. I wouldn't have met Shirley. I wouldn't have had these connections with all these great people. So that's my story.
Thank you, Matt. Congratulations, Matt and Shirley. Because I've done like a total 180 on Vampire. Let's just call out the show and like fucking play right now.